This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Anybody who's a human being knows what it is to experience the consequences of sin. Everybody does. The consequences of forgiven sin. God forgives, but we still have to live with the consequences of what we set in motion. That's true for you and it's true for me, but we also experience the blessings that come from acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord. We experience the blessings of deciding to love Him with all our hearts. We experience the blessing of walking in His ways, obeying His commandments. And you experience a blessing, I really believe, when you reject an idol of this day and say, I'm not going to bend the knee to money. I'm not going to bend my knee to things. I'm not going to bend the knee to my house and say, that's my God. My God is the Lord God Almighty. My God is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and that's the only one that I worship. Those of you that have listened to me preach even 10 times know that I'm really big on the word decision. I honestly believe the average minister in the United States of America is a nice person talking to nice people about nice things and using nice words, and that's what they call a sermon. Every message I preach, I hope, calls people to decide. Make a decision, and that's what Moses is doing. Every great leader in the Bible always called people to decision. Joshua told the people, choose this day who you're going to serve. If it's the gods of the country, then follow them. And what did Joshua say? But as for me and my house, we've already decided. It's settled. We're going to follow the Lord. We're going to obey the Lord. That's the decision of every husband and father in this room. That's the decision of every wife and mother, every single person, every young adult, every teenager at Crossview Christian Church has to make a decision. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to follow Him. Isn't it interesting what Blackaby said, that the end of the year for corrective component and there's a preparatory component. I want you to privately right now say in your mind, Lord, what would you want to correct in my life right now? You know what? I have a feeling you know. I have a sense in my spirit that nobody has to write it down for you. You don't have to have a message flashed across the sky. You don't need a telegram. You know in your spirit, this is what needs to be corrected in your life. And for some of us, there may be several things. It's not just one. For most people, it's not one. It's several. It's many. And then what is it that the Lord could be preparing you for in the next year? Ever occur to you that maybe the Lord knows already about what He's got planned for you in your career next year? I'm being a little facetious here. He knows. He knows what He's got planned for your family. He knows what He's got planned for your children. He knows what He's got planned for everything about you. And part of being a believer is say, Lord, I know You're working in our lives and You're preparing me for the next step. You're preparing us for the next situation in life, the next crisis. You're preparing us for the next issue we have to deal with, because that's what God does. He corrects and He prepares. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for Your word today from a book of the Bible that I haven't preached much from over the years, Deuteronomy. A book with a funny sounding name, but such powerful statements recording the history of Your people. And as Moses told people, this isn't difficult. You don't have to send somebody into space to find out the answer. It's in your mouth and it's in your mind. Lord, thank You for people who responded earlier today, if there are people who need to make a decision on the last Sunday of the year and say, today's the day that I commit to Christ. Today's the day that I make this decision. Today's the day I ask for prayer regarding this situation. Bless people as they come. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.